The IEPA's Jennifer Clark says even though specific samples exceeded the daily limit, they might not have met the statistical requirements to trigger the same type of warning the agency issued using the 2009 numbers. She says the data has not been processed, which is why it was not in the database she used for last month's report.
It's not entered yet because it takes a long time to process it and go through, you know, people have to check the data, make sure everything's right, and then they have to enter it in the database. So I just went and looked in the file itself and saw that there was a hit in 2012.
Clark says the 2012 data does not necessarily indicate Spring Lake is impaired. She says that determination cannot be made because the data has not been processed yet. All of these readings are for the raw water in Spring Lake. The water that Macomb residents drink has been treated, and the readings for that water have not exceeded recommended levels. I'm Scott Stuntz, Tri-State's Public Radio News.